Christians are targeted for terror in Iraq. Sri Lankan security forces kill a pastor. And two giants in scripture distribution announce a groundbreaking merger. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Open Doors says terrorists and armed gangs are specifically targeting Iraqi Christians.
The church represents a soft target, if you will, for all of the various factions that are there.
That's resulted in a mass exodus of the Christian population from the country. Open Doors' Carl Moeller says what remains is a dedicated remnant.
One of our coworkers there has told us that the violence is incredible. People are dying, and yet our coworkers continue to risk their lives by going out in cars full of Bibles and Christian literature to Christian communities and delivering material resources to strengthen the church.
As 2007 dawns, little has changed. Christians have little protection or respect. Risk for evangelism is huge. Boils down to prayer. Mueller, again.
I think the future of the church is like the future of Iraq. It's uncertain. We recognize the necessity for establishing stability in that country. That has a direct bearing on the state of the church, the physical presence of the church, as well as the political presence and the way the church can be a force for peace.
Next, the World Evangelical Alliance mourns the murder of a pastor in Sri Lanka. Security forces killed the Reverend Nalatambi Ganasilan 5 days ago. He was a pastor of Tamil Mission Church in Jaffna. Authorities claimed they thought that Ganasilan was carrying explosives and presented a security risk. However, the region is known for their persecution of believers. He leaves behind a wife and daughter. Continue to pray for the strength of Christians in Sri Lanka. You're listening to Mission Network News. International Bible Society and Send the Light are marrying scripture translation to literature distribution. IBS's Steve Johnson says it's official March 1st and calls it a win-win for all involved.
We've historically been limited by distribution channels and the ability to get the Word of God to where it needs to go. STL, on the other hand, is an organization that's passionate about the distribution of God's Word, but they haven't historically had access to Bible texts.
By merging their strengths, Johnson says they can maximize access into closed countries.
Our hope is that we can be involved in greater scripture distribution through authorized channels in mainland China. There are other parts of the world where, unfortunately, our operations have to be treated with much more discretion. But we believe with increased production capacity and increased distribution capacity that we're going to expand the reach of God's Word into every part of the world, including those that are closed or restricted.
Meanwhile, Bibles for the World has sent Bibles to homes in over 100 countries. However, something incredible has happened in India that will allow them to expand outreach. Bibles for the World's co-founder, Moy Padaiti, says the news magazine India Today has given them some good news.
The publisher and owner of the magazine responded by saying that we have a database of 1.2 million addresses, which we do not provide to anybody else, but we will provide it to you for your mailing of your New Testament.
Right now, Bibles for the World is embarking on a major fundraising effort to do this. Padaiti says,
the Lord has provided enough money to do 200,000 Bibles, which are being distributed, and we are beginning to receive response letters already, which is very exciting.
According to Padaiti, they still have another million to go. You can help. It only costs $2.25 to deliver a Bible. And although it's a long way off, much planning is underway for a special mission trip to Brazil. Evangelist Sammy Tippett will be leading a series of events in Salvador this October. Partnered with the Baptist Brazilian Convention, the team will be ministering in numerous churches, holding mini-conferences, and doing home and school visitation. The highlight is a 2-day citywide evangelistic outreach at the end of the trip. Please pray for great evangelistic harvest and revival. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get a free copy of Brother Andrew's prayer guide called Unlock Your Hidden Prayer Power. It'll give you tips on empowering prayer, especially for persecuted believers around the world. You can get Unlock Your Hidden Prayer Power at our resource line 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.